KFIZ News Time is 9:40 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios on a Monday, June 21st of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning here on KFIZ. And it's time to check in with our friend Kathy Lumens from the Fond du Lac Senior Center as we chats here again on a Monday. She joins us a couple times a month to update us on what's happening over at the Senior Center on First Street here in Fond du Lac. Kathy, happy Monday and happy summer. How are you?
Happy Monday, Spencer. I'm well, and it is summer, even though it felt more like summer when it was spring.
That is true. We had those nice 90-degree days. Our high on Friday was 91 degrees, and here we are on the first full day of summer, and it's 65. So, you know, just
Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was going to say Wisconsin in a nutshell for you, but you know what? We need a break, obviously, from time to time with those 90s and 80s. You know, not everybody's a fan of the hot stuff, so it's nice to have a nice nice cool down here and there, right?
True. And some of those days are pretty steamy, so these are nice. These are beautiful days, too.
They are. That is
well,
for sure.
We've had several of our outdoor groups call and be like, it's so hot in the, you know, they're playing underneath the pavilions and some of the parks and different things, and it was several hot days, so hopefully the next week or two is a little more tolerable.
Yeah. That's true. Well, we chatted earlier this month as we head into the second half of June and into the first week of July. What's new at the center?
We are, again, just welcoming back things slowly, and we will continue to do that. We've got the July newsletter is being printed as we speak, and so that'll go out later this month with additional information about things coming up in July. But for today, we've got our wood carvers here, and then at 1 o'clock, our German club is getting together again. They meet on Mondays at 1. If you're interested in joining that group, give us a jingle. Also wanted to remind everybody that our Ladies Playful Golf group meets on Mondays and Wednesdays. And this is not a league. They just get whoever can come each time they meet is welcome to come. They pick partners when they're there. Everybody golfs with different people every time. You get to meet lots of people that way. It's a fun. They're called the Ladies Playful Golf League because they like to have fun. It's not about how good you are. Mm-hmm. It's about getting together and socializing and enjoying a day out on the links. So Mondays and Wednesdays, if you'd like more information, give us a call. We do have a movie planned for tomorrow. We are at waiting list capacity right now, so if people are interested, they can certainly still call and get on the waiting list. We're showing, I can't tell you what we're showing. I think I said it a couple weeks ago when we talked, and I was just like, oh, that's right, I'm not supposed to broadcast. The licensing requirements don't let us broadcast the name of the movie, but if anybody was interested, we can certainly share that with you if you call in. But like I mentioned briefly, we are at waiting list capacity, but we do have people that do call in and have to cancel for various reasons, so if you'd like to get on the waiting list, just give us a call and let us know. Ukulele group is meeting on Wednesdays. They're out in the parks. The Scamp Band is meeting out in the parks on Wednesdays. And then on Thursday, we have Julie Hilbert coming in to do her always well-received When I'm 65. It's what you should know if you are thinking about retiring. And there's a lot that goes into that and, you know, what benefits and programs are you eligible for and when do you need to apply and what are the deadlines where you get signed up where you don't have to pay a penalty and all of that. And Julie is going to be doing it both on Zoom and in person. So if people would like to come in and listen to her in person, just give us a call and sign up. And we will also be doing it on Zoom if you prefer to watch it from the comfort of your own home. And so this is kind of probably where we'll go with a lot of our programs for the next several months is offering it both ways so that if people choose to come in and be here, they can do it that way. Or if they prefer to still kind of to watch it virtually, we'll be able to do both, which is kind of exciting for, I just think it's kind of a cool hybrid of the way we're going to be doing things going forward. And then next week, I just wanted to remind everybody on the 30th, which is Wednesday, we're doing our Summer Fun Bingo, and you do have to have a reservation to come to that because, again, we're still keeping people socially distant. We want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable, that they won't be sitting on top of each other when they're here. So if you're interested in our Summer Fun Bingo on Wednesday the 30th, 1:30, give us a call, 322-3630, and get signed up for that. And then wanted to mention, too, next Saturday, Festival Foods, Brat Fry. If you are hungry on Saturday, come and support the Friends organization. They will be grilling 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Saturday at Festival.
Very nice. Never a bad time for a bratwurst.
Oh, my gosh. They're the best, aren't they?
Absolutely.
They cook, I don't know, it's one of my favorite meals, and not just in the summer. I'm a year-round brat grilling person. So, one other thing I wanted to mention, today is, I believe it's National Selfie Day. So take a picture of you and send it in to us. You know, selfies are so much fun. We use Snapchat here and put a picture of the two of us on when we hand out menus or different information. And people are always fascinated with all the different filters you can get on Snapchat and just how funny it is to see some of the faces that they come up with. So take your camera, take a selfie. You can email it to us. You can send it to our Facebook page. We will give out a prize for out of everybody. We will draw out of the entries and give out a selfie day prize. But, you know, duck lips are appropriate if you choose. So celebrate National Selfie Day.
There you go. Selfies still are, well, they were all, I mean, they never were not all the rage this day and age, but they had that really peak of popularity. Wasn't it Ellen DeGeneres who had, like, that, like, the most
she
popular
did, like, the
selfie.
First one at the Academy Awards,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, like, her and, like, you know, but like, you know, Brad Pitt and, like, Tom Hanks and all these, like, random, not random, but, like, a who's who of celebrities and mm-hmm. you know, that kind of, like, started the selfie craze, you know what I mean? Like, everybody had to take a selfie no matter where they were, what they were doing. And, you know, they're still very popular, but I feel like that was, like, the months surrounding it were, like, the peak of the selfie existence.
I don't know if a lot of people even knew what a selfie was before that,
right.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's one of those things that the kids probably all knew.
Yeah.
You know, of the rest of us,
right.
Maybe not.
Yeah, the older crowd was like, what's a selfie again? Like, am I taking a selfie? And they're actually just taking a normal picture of, yeah, so.
And it really has kind of changed, like, society, that mm-hmm. we now have become this culture where if it isn't documented with a picture, did it really happen?
Right,
you know?
Right.
And you try to be present in some of the stuff you're doing, so you don't want to always have your phone attached to you, but then you're like, oh, I never even took any pictures, and how unusual that is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
take a picture to show you're at a place somewhere, and you could say you were there, but if you have the picture to prove it, then it's
yep.
different. You know?
Or like the saying goes, pictures or it didn't happen.
Right, exactly, right. I mean, you could tell people you went to the Brewer game, but if you don't take a picture of you at American Family Field, are you actually there? Or are you just saying,
yep,
I was at the game, yeah, I was there. Like, okay. So.
Yep, sure you were.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, you were there for the game, right, sure.
Especially if you meet a celebrity or,
right,
you know, something unique happens. Got a document.
Exactly. Anything else going on, Kathy, you want folks to know about this morning?
No, everything that I mentioned, in addition to all the other programs and activities that are going on, are on our website or out on the newsletter, so people can get more information there. Like I said, give us a jingle, 322-3630, if you have any questions or are interested in signing up. Oh, I did want to mention, sorry about that, one more thing. The June newsletter came out, and in most of the boxes for indoor programming, it says that masks are required. The city, about probably a week and a half ago now, changed their indoor policy regarding masks. So at this point, masks are welcome and definitely, you know, appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
However, they are no longer required. So people coming into the Center for Programs are not required to wear masks, but they're certainly welcome if they choose to. So if you see in the newsletter that it says that, that has changed since that when the newsletter went to print. And so we have updated our signs and try to let people know as they come in so that everybody is aware of what the latest policy is.
Sure. Good stuff. Kathy, thanks as always. We'll talk again in July.
Yeah. Yeah, take care, Spencer. Have a good week.
You too. Kathy Lubins from the Fond du Lac Senior Center joining us here at KFIZ. Again, joining us bi-weekly during the summer months here. We'll talk